I'm Sarah Gonzalez here on The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick will be back tomorrow.
It was wrong for the last administration to declare a war on coal, and it's right for this administration to say that the war is over.
That was EPA head Scott Pruitt speaking from, of all places, Hazard, Kentucky on Monday as he announced a proposed rule to withdraw the Clean Power Plan. And on Tuesday, Pruitt signed that order, setting in motion the process to eliminate the signature domestic environmental regulation of the Obama administration. It's one of 19 environmental rules that are in the process of being undone. The Trump administration has sought to undo at least 52 environmental rules. 52. So the New York Times has chronicled all of them, breaking them down for us into three categories. The 25 environmental rules that have already been overturned, the 19 that are in progress, and 8 that are in limbo. Eric Lipton is the Washington correspondent for the New York Times. He's been following the Trump administration's environmental policies, and he joins me now. Hi, Eric.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Before we get into some of the other rules, let's start with the Clean Power Plan. What did the regulation actually seek to accomplish?
What it was trying to do is reduce carbon emissions and climate change in the United States by requiring states to come up with plans to produce energy with less carbon. And so each state was supposed to devise its own plan as a way to generate electricity. And the net result of these plans was going to be a significant reduction in the number of coal-burning power plants in the United States. The plan did not actually order that those facilities shut down, but that was going to be the net result.
And that plan wasn't actually scheduled to go into full effect until 2022. So what did Pruitt actually sign on Tuesday? What long legal and regulatory process did he kick off just to begin the process of undoing the Clean Power Plan?
I mean, all he has done so far is indicated his intentions to repeal the Clean Power Plan. And so he will need to come up, in addition to actually going through the process of formally repealing it, he's going to have to come up with an alternative, a replacement, because the federal government was ordered to address this issue. So he leaves himself extremely vulnerable to legal challenge if he does not have a coherent alternative, which he has not yet announced what that will be.
And the EPA has said that it would at some point consider a new rule to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but there is no replacement ready to go.
That's right. I mean, it's a lot easier to go to Hazard, Kentucky, which is a coal community, and to announce in a crowd of supporters that you're going to terminate something that they don't like. It's entirely a different thing to actually come up with a legally defendable alternative, which you can get through the regulatory review system and then defend in court. And until he accomplishes that, he actually has not done very much.
Is it possible for the U.S. to reach the goal set by the Clean Power Plan even without it?
Well, in fact, the major utilities in the United States have been moving very quickly towards achieving the goals even before the regulation was fully in place. And to some extent, there are even some folks in the electric utility industry who question, you know, why is the Trump administration doing this now? This is not something that we actually need or want. But they are determined to repeal the Clean Power Plan for reasons that are not entirely clear. And they are now set on a course to accomplish that.
Now, there are 52 other environmental rules that the Trump administration is focusing on, according to the New York Times, and you guys break them down into the three groups. Let's go through some that have already been overturned. The Trump administration approved the Keystone XL pipeline. They rejected a proposed ban on a potentially harmful insecticide. Eric, what rules stand out to you that maybe don't grab headlines that are still worth following?
I mean, that number of rules, you know, the 52, this is as many as we could find. There are probably others out there that are smaller, but that is our count so far. But among the rules that are most important that the administration has rolled back, two of them have to do with the methane gas. Both the Department of Interior and the Environmental Protection Agency both passed rules at the end of the Obama administration to limit methane emissions from oil and gas operations. Methane is approximately 25 times more potent as a climate change contributing factor than carbon dioxide itself. And with a huge increase in natural gas production in the United States, there is more methane. And so there has been an effort to try to force the oil and gas companies to take more steps to prevent the leaks of methane, which is contributing to climate change. And both of those rules are now targeted for repeal, although both of them have also resulted in legal challenges. And the legal challenges are holding up the Trump administration's ability to actually kill those rules.
Eric, these rollbacks, these 52 environmental rules that are being undone, they are benefiting some people or some industries. Who stands to gain here? I mean, the New York Times has reported that Pruitt has daily meetings with the oil and gas industry.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what is apparent with a lot of what's going on in this administration is how the regulated parties, you know, really have close ties and have access to the new administrators themselves. And in this case, I mean, you have oil and gas companies that stand to benefit from these changes. You have farmers and also, you know, agribusiness, large corporations that operate large scale agricultural operations. You also have pesticide manufacturers. And so a lot of the same companies that have been into Pruitt's office are the companies that stand to benefit from these changes.
Eric Lipton is the Washington correspondent for the New York Times. Thanks so much, Eric.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.